CliffCentral.com.
All she needed was some.
Good afternoon, Cliff Central listeners. My name is Malcolm Judy, and you are listening to The Worst Guy.
Had a Clippers game on the court side. Watch a nigga shoot like a 4-5. They mad at me too, I got more fire. Why these bitches see you? Go home, Roger.
Go home, Roger.
Yeah. Bed, I'm a smart guy. I ain't fucking with you niggas like a part.
It's my favorite day of the week. Worst Wednesday. It's hump day, but you know, we do the hump in a different way, you know. We do it like you do in a bedroom. It's that kind of hump day when you were the worst guys, because all she needed was some. You know what I'm saying? Today we have an amazingly talented guest in studio. You're going to hear so much from him.
What's up, man?
How you good, dog?
I'm good, man.
Oh, we're good to have you here today on the show with the worst guys. Incredibly talented. We've done shows together. We've blown people away together. And now I'm bringing him here to you for you to hear and listen to. We're going to get into some of the music that he's dropping, some more of these hidden talents. I know you've got many, many hidden talents. So
yeah, man.
We'll go into all of that throughout this episode, man. Throughout this episode. I hope you guys are doing good and living well out there. It is a Wednesday afternoon, and time to have the best show in the world. If you hear me being bleak about the fact that my boy is not here, there's no echo of the world. I have no idea where rehab is right now, but he'll holler at me sure soon enough. I'm sure he'll come rolling in here. Anyway, here we are. Tell me, how you doing, brother? How you doing?
Hey, man, I'm chilled, man.
Yeah. How's life been treating you? Since we last spoke, the last time I saw you, we did a show at Giles Restaurant. We were doing the comedy. Yeah, man, you blew everybody away.
That was really nice, man.
Yeah. So what's been going on since then, man? It's been a few months.
Yo, man, I've been busy.
Yeah.
Busy as hell, actually.
What are you coming up with these days?
I went to film school, so like lately I've been working on a short film.
Yeah.
Another thing that I've been doing is like just shooting stuff like on a daily, just me and my boys and all of that stuff. And obviously I've been working on my music.
Yeah,
it's been a lot, man. It's just been
so
quite
you went to film school.
Yeah.
Which film school did you go to?
I went to City Varsity.
Yeah. And is your passion in acting?
No.
What is it in exactly?
My passion is in directing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
that's a whole new angle.
I like to be in control of everything. So I think me being a director just makes me, like, it gives me that edge, you know. Yeah. So I can actually do that. Yeah. You know?
Directing to me seems like an incredibly difficult job, though. It seems insane, bro, because you have to know everything about everything. On set, right?
You have these people
to instruct. You've got your assistant director as well. Assistant director actually makes the job easier because, you know, I've acted on a few sets before.
Yeah.
And, you know, assistant director is always like, okay, guys, it's time to set up, it's time to do sound, it's time to do blocking. So there is that support. But as a director, I mean, the vision is yours. And getting that out of actors and out of the people on the set can always be challenging, no?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
I think just for my sake, because I work on very small sets and it's just like normally like 10 to 12 people on set, you know,
I don't really
have an assistant or an entire crew behind me and stuff like that. I probably have like about 4 to 5 actors on set and the rest of the guys are just crew, you know.
Yeah.
And it's like we are a bunch of soldiers and then we go to like Iraq and the whole world is against us and we have to like keep together and try to make this happen, you know. And like getting things out of actors gets very easy for me because like I prepare a lot.
Yeah.
And you know, I will tell my actors we will rehearse everything like months prior before we even shoot. So
I see. No, for me, you know, because a lot of people don't understand the difficulty of being on set, you know.
Yeah.
Things go wrong. a lot of the time.
A lot of things go wrong.
Things
man.
Go wrong, and you have to find a way to fucking make the job work at the end of the day. Yeah, like, guess who's just joined me in the building? It's my boy, Ray. I bet you say, Sulu, let me just get this nigga's mic on out. Yeah, yo, what's up? What up?
What's happening?
Easy.
Is that the right one?
Welcome.
I ain't even hearing myself. What's going on?
What's up, Zai? Nah, we good, dog. We good. Hey, I thought you were off today, my boy.
Nah, not even, dog. You know these shackles are tight.
Yeah,
tight.
They won't let you go.
Nah, they'll never let me go.
Still nigga.
Dog, rich nigga, poor nigga.
Still nigga.
Fuck, dog.
Look at how fresh you're looking right now, my nigga.
Dog, it's not even my attire. I wouldn't be wearing this. Dog, this isn't even a tie. This is just a fucking high-class noose.
It's an upside-down noose. Anyway, how are you, my boy?
Fuck, I'm fucking hacked.
Oh, really?
I'm not even...
Here we go.
Dog, there's this thing that was circulating on Facebook about the... You know the You Save, the ShopRite You Save, that post?
Mm-hmm.
About how there's about 700 billion rands in the Kasi economy in terms of stock falls and all of that nonsense, you know? And talking about how black people should empower themselves, right?
Yeah.
Right. So what did I do? I was like, no, this is some wise information to share with my brothers and sisters, you know, to empower ourselves.
Yeah.
You know, I'm trying to do good on my people, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. But obviously there'll be cultural differences, and being that I am a vanilla killer myself, you know, vanilla killer herself, the vanilla that's being killed,
saw it.
You know, she's all good and well, you know, she even likes it, you know. Now, but one of her friends,
uh-oh,
you know, has the audacity to say, yo, bro, how can he say that? Because he doesn't even stay there. Fuck, I stay there, man. I'm from there. And whether I live there still or not, my people are still in the struggle. How long is this gonna happen for?
Yeah, so you're telling me
I can't even try and uplift my own people, empower them. Fuck that shit.
Oh, wow.
But what if my daughter, you know, has her own shop and now she, you're not gonna support her? It's not about you.
Yeah. It's not all lives that matter, yo. Don't you fucking get it by now.
I was so fucking...
But these are the stresses of being in an interracial relationship.
I did that on a Wednesday. On the worst Wednesday, I did not need
that. Yeah. These are the stresses. Get out, my boy. I'm not saying get out of the relationship.
Nah. I'm in the relationship because I'm here to get the land.
You get the land back. Get us our land, dog. Get us our fight, dog. Fight for us, dog. We need a leader. We need a hero. Rhea versus Cecilia is going to step up to the plate, yo. Anyway, man,
dog,
good to
I'm
have you here.
Changing my mentality, bro. Yeah. There's no difference between buying fruits and veg from the mamas in Alex or in the township than from buying it at Pick and Pay or Checkers. We've just got this concept in our mind where it's fresher or it's cleaner. Fuck that.
Realizing.
It comes from the ground, wash it, eat it. It's the same damn shit. Support your own, bro.
Yeah. We need to build this community, no?
But anyway, let me take a seat.
Nah, you need to vent, dog. Get it out.
This guy was hyped when you got here, man.
Hey, you don't know. It's tough, bro. It's tough being an interracial relationship because, you know, it almost gets to a point where because you're in the relationship as a black man with somebody who's white, you like, they just take you as somebody who's always been in this position.
And some
privileged
you can't even try and get through to them.
Yeah.
No matter how hard you try.
You know, like, just in general, they'll never understand what it's like to be black. Just like we'll never understand what it's like to be woman as gentlemen, you know.
Yeah.
You know, I can't describe the struggle to you. I can't describe to you that, you know, when we get shit in our house, you know, we get really, really excited, you know, and we fucking finish all the chips when
all
there's
the
chips. We don't know when we're gonna see chips again. You know what I'm saying? But when you're with white people, you know, the luxuries come and go. It's something
you know
that they're used
that
to.
You have that privilege when you're shopping. Grocery shopping, monthly grocery shopping at Woolworths.
Woolworths. Yeah.
Woolies, so bro.
It's obviously difficult to break that barrier sometimes and to say, like, at the end of the day, I know I'm not living the life of your typical poor black man, the poverty porn that you like to see. I don't have flies in my eyes, but shit has been happening. There's a history, you know.
No matter the level of the struggle, it remains a fucking struggle.
Still, nigga. You gotta understand. Yeah. Anyway, let's lighten up because we got the boy Caesar in the building. Remember when this guy came through to our show hooking us up with our beatboxing?
I was as, like, to my lady, hey, you better keep your legs crossed right
now. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know this nigga's lit with his lips and his tongue. Yeah. You know who holds it down. I hold it down. Okay.
Hey, yeah, it's threatening, boy. When somebody comes up, hey, imagine if he's doing it down there. I don't know. If maybe we're going to have a taste a little bit later. What we do is that we have this worst guy cypher where we just rap at the end of the day. You know, like just a freestyle, you know, like you do in high school.
Oh,
in
that's
the back
pretty
of the class.
Sweet. That's pretty
sweet. If you
want
to come with a come through with a beat let the niggas know.
That's cool. We'll go in.
I'm so, so excited. All right, so let's go back to you, okay? We'll talk a little bit about directing and the challenges that it holds, you know.
Yeah.
Things going wrong on set. But I want to know, in terms of arts and entertainment, right? Because I think as artists, we don't necessarily have to be just one thing.
Yeah,
I think that's a common misconception about art, is that if you're a musician, you're a musician. And when you break out, it's like, hey, he must stick to music.
He must stick to music.
You know?
Yeah.
So I want to talk a little bit about this idea of being a multifaceted artist, which is what you are.
Yeah.
You go from the film, you've studied film, but you also are very much into music.
Yeah.
You do this beatboxing that we were just talking about.
Yeah.
So I want to find out, we need to get to the core of artistry. You know, are we limited by our minds, or is it something that you just have as a talent? Because I sometimes feel like if you can sing, you can do voiceover work.
Yeah, true.
Because you know how to, you know, do your voice in a certain way. And I also think, to a large extent, you can act. You know how to pretend to be something. If you're singing, you're emoting something from somewhere else.
You're emoting something from someone else, yeah.
And if you're a singer-songwriter, you can write. You know, you can write, maybe write a story, another story that turns into a movie. You know, so I'm just trying to break down the idea of what it means to really be an artist. Can I be the jack of all trades and still be a master of all of them? You know, a lot of people tend to think that, okay, maybe you can do all these things, but you can only be a master at one. Do you believe that you can only be a master at one of your crafts?
No, actually, I always just ask myself sometimes, like, what am I really good at? Like, you know, what am I a master at doing? Because I just like trying shit. Like, like on a daily, probably today I'm just gonna write a song, and then tomorrow I'm just gonna make beats, and then I wanna beatbox on another day, or you know,
so
I wanna
you make
rap
beats
on another
well.
day. Yeah, I make beats as well.
Cool. Do you make your own beats on the
So cool. Some of the music, well, the music that you're going to hear is my beats today, and it's pretty cool.
So you try new things all the time.
I try new things all the time, and I believe that, like, all artists should have that mentality, you know. I believe that all artists should not try to box themselves in, like, even with genres. Like, if you're a musician, do not say that I just do hip-hop, because what if 10 years from now you just like fall in love with jazz, and you're like, oh man, like, I fucking love jazz, this is my shit, you know? And then because you've established yourself as a rapper, you can't actually go into jazz music. That's you know. So rather just you know, play around, man.
It's also important to explore your options. I mean, for example, what if Drake didn't explore his options? What if he just really wanted wanted to be successful, you know, and stuck to that kind of vibe? You would have never had "You Don't Wanna Fall in Love, I Know." You know, you wouldn't have and being able to experiment with different things as well, it creates that platform for you yourself as an artist to develop and bring in new things, expand the industry. You know, because by you bringing a certain different kind of vibe, somebody else might have that similar vibe, and there's an opportunity for them also to be put on the scene.
I get what you're saying, man. I mean, I have a lot of people that inspire me as well, and Drake is also one of them, you know. I mean, what is Drake these days? Like, is he hip-hop? Is he house? What is he? You know what I mean?
He's Drake.
He's a brand by himself. That's what I like. I mean, I also listen to guys like Childish Gambino, and you guys played his song. Man.
Yeah, that's the worst that guy. That's the name of the show.
And I mean, if you look at a guy like Childish Gambino, he's a producer. He's a writer. He's a comedian.
That's exactly what
I'm
thinking about.
Exactly. I mean...
And in my personal opinion, I think he's a master at most of the things he does.
Yeah.
He's great on Atlanta as an actor and as a writer.
Mm-hmm.
That's his own show that he's developed, which is incredible in and of itself. And the representation of black people as well. There's so much Hawaiian politician there. Because you're always fighting the Black Lives Matter fight. His music, oh my God, his music is so good and it's so experimental and it changes,
he's,
you know?
He's constantly trying to do something different, you know? Yeah. And that's the nice thing about it.
And he's funny, you know? He does stand-up comedy. I'd say stand-up comedy is probably maybe his least dominant trait, you know? But he's still good at it. And he still makes people laugh. And he wrote on 30 Rock, which is an incredible TV series.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is true multi-talented, a truly multi-talented person. And I think most artists actually harbor talent in many different spheres. You know, a lot of comedians, for example, I know they also draw or paint. So yeah, that's the thing. I think art for me is more of an understanding. Well, the more I learn about it myself is that it's more of an understanding of the other world. You know, the other side, the phenomenon that we're trying to show to people.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't have to be in one particular art form. Granted, if you're Michael Jackson and you just want to dance and sing, I mean, then do it and specialize it.
But
I don't think artists should be limited to one thing.
Yeah. That's true. Yeah. I mean, in this day and age, though, I feel like every single thing in this world, I mean, whether you're an engineer or you're a scientist, you have to like do more things than just be just one thing, you know?
Just in general. Everybody's just had to step up their game because being a singer is not enough.
Yeah, there's just too many of them.
The triple threat has become the standard. The person who can sing, dance, and act. Like, if you can't do the three, it's like, why are you even coming to the audition?
Why are we talking?
Why are we talking?
Like, it doesn't necessarily only apply to one industry, but you can apply it throughout every single industry. Warren Buffett even says, don't put all of your eggs in one basket.
Yeah.
For example, when you're investing, you wouldn't necessarily only invest in the motor industry, because then the minute that crashes, you're fucked.
Yeah.
And anything can happen. The revolution's around the corner.
Exactly.
And with
the way technology is advancing these days, it's either you keep up or you get left behind.
Yeah.
You choose.
Yeah. You literally have to be everything.
Have you seen people's bios on Twitter these days? Like, I always see, like, when I go on people's bios, I just see like artist, rapper, singer, producer,
painter, slash,
all I see. I mean, every single person that DMs me. It's always like that, man.
Yeah.
Even
social media itself has become a job.
Yeah.
Ever since I became a more serious actor, you know, I've had to up my social media game, and it's a lot, man. And it kind of baffles me because, you know, we live in this age where the internet is so important, so valuable. The way outside people see you, they see your Instagram or your Twitter, and they're like, you know, he's not that, he doesn't have that many followers. He can't be that lit, you know? And it's come to the point where you work so hard on, you know, improving your social media. You know, I end up tweeting trivial shit like PBJ on toast, fucking A, you know? And, you know, these things aren't my thoughts that I want people to know. Like, these are, when I think about the thoughts that I want people to know, they're a lot more intense. They're a lot more, you know, less trivial.
Yeah.
And now I'm doing these things on Twitter to get a following. And the craziest part is it's actually working.
But
my following is growing.
There's something about the saying about numbers don't lie.
Yeah.
See, I don't think that's true in its entirety.
Because
there's some pretty shite people out here and they've got a huge ass following.
Yeah.
But if you lurk in the streets and you find those true artists, you know.
A lot of them don't have a huge following.
That's true.
The art that they're creating is out of this world.
Yeah.
You'd ask yourself, if this guy's not getting recognized, how the fuck am I going to get recognized?
Yeah.
You know?
But we live in a world where you have to have that following, otherwise you're not taken seriously.
Precisely.
It's become part of the job, you know? So this thing is, you're everything as an artist. That's what I think. You're the whole universe.
That's where the artistry meets the business side. You have to find that perfect balance. Otherwise, game over.
Okay, so let's talk about your music for a second.
Oh,
since that's what you do. That's what you came here for. The Finer Things, right?
Mm-hmm.
Tell me a little bit about this track.
Yo, man. Well, most of the songs that I've made lately, I basically made within like in the span of like 2 to 3 days, because I'm always busy these days, so I don't really have time to like really make music. So I had like 2 or 3 days where I had all my boys with me, and like we were making music, and I was like, hey man, like, isn't this the life though?
Yeah.
And I was just like, hey man, like, we should, like, I aspire to do this all the time. Like, I just want to be with my friends. I just want to make good music. I want to have a great time.
Yeah.
You know, whether people really like the music or not, like, it really doesn't matter. But, like, this feeling, man, is it, you know?
Yeah.
And, like, yeah, I was just reminiscing that. And we were just, you know, and I made the song called The Finer Things. And we, yeah, man.
All right, like, all right. Now, let's give him a listen. Because I totally resonate with the feeling, man. Totally resonate with the feeling. We were sitting in Rehab's car the other day, just chilling, you know, blazing, talking about life, making jokes. And I, like, the thought just hit me, like, you know, if I sat exactly like this in a Bentley, you know,
yeah,
it wouldn't make a difference. The feeling that I had would have been exactly the same. I'd be like, fuck, I'm happy, I'm with my boy, I'm blazed, we're having fun.
Exactly.
You know,
yeah.
These are the fine things.
Yeah,
you know?
Man.
So anyway, let's get
Justice, that intro you gave, it was like reading the back of a book.
All right, this is The Finer Things by the boy Sizwe.
I ain't doing much, but yeah, baby, I'll be fine.
Baby, I'll be fine. Baby, I'll be fine. As the boy sees
it. Yeah, man.
Hold on. We're giving away secrets here. Hold up, yo. Don't get so chucked out. But anyway, that's The Finer Things by Sizwe. Dope ass song, man. Like I was telling you,
man.
I really like the sound because it's the kind of place that I think we're going to. That's the kind of music that we're going towards, because a lot of the times people think that music or the arts, they think that their depression is their secret source.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Like the sadness is what will get people to listen. But I honestly think that the universe is breaking into a new frequency, you know, of love and good vibrations and positive energy. There's been a big resurgence of that idea of spreading positivity and positive energy. And it just gives me that feeling, you know, that sensation that I'm just chilling. We at the beach with the homies, blazing. We all want the finer things in life. You know? So I'm saying it plays at that frequency.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you understand? That's what I love about it. And I think that's where South African music is going, or where it should be going.
Where it should be going.
At least.
Oh, man.
The finer things.
And at the same time, I mean, like we were talking about the change and how everything develops, you can't have it as the same thing. Like, hey, kill that nigga. Kill that nigga. No.
Yeah. And also, we're not all gangsters. This is the thing about our generation. We're not gangsters. We didn't have to kill, rob, and rape to survive, dog.
That's what I keep telling all my friends. Like I had like my very close friends are like huge fans of me, right? Like,
yeah.
Always like asking me when my music's coming out and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
I'm just
yeah.
always telling them, yo, man, I am not hard. I'm not a hard nigga. I'm probably like the softest nigga you'll ever know.
So
like,
I'm gonna
I
tell
drink
you
juice
about
and
that.
Shit.
Yeah,
like,
I drink
you know
juice.
What I'm saying?
What the fuck is juice? Yeah.
You know?
No, I completely get it, bro. I'm not a gangster. So now when we think about the lyrics and the music that we're gonna bring out now, it's more the idea of what is it to us that matters, you know?
Yeah.
What is important to us as a generation? What is our focus now? Because things aren't as rough for us anymore.
Yeah.
But I still do believe that every generation has a fight. Every generation has a struggle. You know, a lot of people talk about the idea that we are a generation without a fight. But I completely disagree. I think ours' fight is the biggest, because we need to create a new world order.
Yeah.
Because we were the first ones to really see and be out of the fucked up world that was. And we're like, okay, shit can actually be different. And when I say different, I mean completely
different. Yeah,
way,
completely
way different.
Yeah.
Kanye West president different.
Hey, whoa.
Yeah,
I was all for that initially.
But, yeah,
but homeboy done lost the plot right now.
The Kim Kardashian curse. The Kardashian curse got him hard. He's just one of the unfortunate ones. But
I would put Jay-Z as a president. Holy shit.
Yeah, right now.
Right now, yeah.
But
yeah,
he's also totally a cheating ass motherfucker, dog.
Yeah, but what about Clinton? I mean, like,
hey,
come on. He also did some nigga shit.
Hey, and the president right now was grabbing bitches by the pussy. So I think the standard is pretty low, if we're being honest. It was pretty low. But yeah, this is what I'm saying. You know, we're going to that frequency. And I want to see South African music represent that frequency, because I know we've got that shit, bro. You know, people love this country so much because the dope weather, the dope vibes. We love to drink. Let's pour it up during the day. Let's smoke a doobie.
That's let's where, live.
Let's
bro.
Live.
Let's live bro.
More life.
More life. More life.
No, that's dope, man. Okay, so tell me, what does the future hold for you, Cesar? Tell me, what is it looking like in the next year or two? What are your goals?
Yo, man, like, obviously, I mean, I'm here, so, you know, mission accomplished.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Just being here with the homies, man, is a step in the right direction.
Yeah,
but yo, man, one of my plans obviously is to get this film, the short film, going, and
all right.
You know, just, and you know, taking it to different festivals.
What's the name of the film?
Oh man, it's working called title. F Boys.
Oh, F Boys.
Yeah.
Okay.
But
give
it's the working
title. A little
title.
Bit of a plot, because that's a very interesting
it's
title.
The working title. Yeah. I don't want to give the entire story away, mm-hmm. but yeah, man, it's just about like, it's mostly about like my time in Braamfontein. Like that's what I can see. You know
okay.
what I mean?
And
like,
what you witnessing on
the
screen.
All of that
the
stuff.
But, boys.
yeah, but it, I mean, I think any student. Type of person who went through, like, you know, like being a first year and having a student budget and
yeah.
you know, all of
can
that
relate.
Stuff can relate, you know, and it's that kind of story. But it'll probably come out next year, because right now it's just like it's really hectic, man.
Still
like,
cooking in the kitchen.
Yeah, still cooking in the kitchen, you know.
Yeah, so do you think you've ever been a fuck boy? An F boy.
I can answer for you.
Yeah.
We've all been through it.
Yeah.
Any man who tells you, nah,
I ain't been a fuck boy.
Shut up. You don't like liars.
You don't like it.
I'm a liar.
There was a time, especially around this university time, you know, when you grow and you kind of feel like the cool kid, you know, you're living this, you know, there's this idea where, you know, I'm young, I'm free, I'm gonna try hook up with as many of these honeys. I'm living, dog. Nobody owns me. I'm a
friend. Yeah. I won't lie. Yeah. If I could go back to my university before I got excluded, my boy, I would have actually focused, because these women will distract you.
Yeah, yeah. You must have been a fuckboy at the time, because
the hardest of them.
Yeah, a real man don't get excluded, you know what I'm saying?
Oaks get excluded.
No, actually, that's true. Varsity is a real thing.
Yeah.
I won't give anybody shit for failing at varsity.
And actually, fuck you.
No, I'm just saying, that was your time. No, but honestly, I do believe in the idea that we as a people, we grow.
Yeah,
you know, we learn from what we were. So even if that comes out in your movie, that would be dope. Okay, so that's coming out in the next year.
In the next year, yeah.
And music wise,
I mean, this is my birthday month.
Heavy.
So my birthday is on the 30th, and I'll be dropping a song on that day.
Alright.
Yeah.
Birthday sex.
Yeah.
No, I'm joking.
I'll be dropping a song on that day, and I have a. I'm working on an EP right now, and that's probably going to drop sometime in September.
Dope. So the new EP you're working on, is this where the track Homo comes from?
No, man. Homo's just one of the singles.
Oh,
you know?
It's a single.
This EP is like so different. I feel like if you've ever heard my music, you probably are going to think that, like, I just went a whole different direction with this EP, you know? Like, what's he doing?
Yeah. But I love that in artists as well. Like, you just keep your listener guessing.
Yeah. I mean, the kind of fans that I want as an artist is not that, like, the type of person who's like, yo, we miss the old Cesar, the old Thula Khumalo. We want to hear that guy, you know what I mean? Like, I want to be your leader. I want to tell you, yo, this is what you should be listening to right now.
You know? Grow with you.
Yeah, you know, and this is what I'm going through right now. I'm depressed, or this is what I'm going through right now. I'm happy.
Yeah.
I'm having a good time, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, that way you get to really get taken into the journey and all of that stuff.
I completely agree with that idea. I mean, I don't want to seem like a stagnant artist.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to stay in the same position. I'm growing through my life.
Yeah.
So whatever I put out there is a representation of where I am, what I care about at that time. So asking me for the old me is like asking me for the fuckboy at university. When I'm getting this prime now. I've got that prime D. Why do you want my fuckboy D? You know? Don't ask for old shit. I'm growing. I'm becoming better. And trust me, I'm not moving backwards. Like a lot of people, Kanye is a good reference in terms of the old Kanye, new Kanye. Kanye's gone. He's done the music. He's given you graduation. He's given you college. He won't do more than that. You know what I'm saying? So now he's trying to find a way to reinvent himself. Let me make clothes. Let me kill in the business. Yeah. You know? And these are just the ways we have to grow with the artists, is understanding that an artist is not yours. You know, you don't own him. You love him because of his essence, because of what he produces.
So
hopefully he continues to produce good shit, because, you know, not some artists, their flames die. Longevity in art is a difficult thing to achieve. But I don't think we should be holding on to the ideas of what the artist has released being the only thing that they should ascribe to. Anyway, let's get into this track, right? Khomo. Tell me a little about this one before we go into it.
Okay, cool. So Khomo is one of those songs that I like sort of picked up when I was living in Soweto. All
right.
So I lived in Soweto for about 4 years. That was also partly during my varsity time. And, you know, man, I used to learn guitar from this one guy, his name is Teppo, and he gave me the chorus, basically, and I was like, yo, man, like, I really like that. Can I use that? And he was like, yo, man, use it. And obviously, I mean, I don't really understand the Tswana language, but I asked him what it meant, and he was like, yo, home, chechela morao. You know, it means, like, you know, when a bull is angry, it steps back before it attacks, you know? And, it was just like... Yo, that I thought that was like great, and I was like, hey man, I'd like to put that in a song. It was like, cool, and it became the song. So I also produced this one, and I kind of used the sample, and shout out to Brown Dash, man, because that's where it comes from.
It's that idea of a bow and arrow. You know, you have to pull it backwards for it to shoot forwards. I fucks with that. Fucks with that completely. All right, here's Khomo, yo. That's dope.
First and foremost, the reason why I'm clapping is because, you know, a lot of net music out there is in Zulu, and as a Sotho nigga, I don't understand that shit. So shout out for that Tswana version. Yo, that was tight.
Yeah, we got the realest music out here from the realest talent.
I know,
talent.
That was wavy.
That is Caesar, yo. Don't fuck around with the homie, man. Nah, that's dope, man.
See what I mean when I say, you know, there's hidden talent out here.
And let's just do a litmus test, because we have interviewed a lot of musicians and artists on the station, right? But this is obviously one of the dopest. Yeah. Genuinely speaking.
For real?
Thanks a lot, man. Thank you so much. I just
want
to do a litmus test. Now tell me, how many followers do you have?
Dude. I have 200 followers.
You see what I'm saying?
On Twitter.
You see what I'm saying?
And I mean,
and it's hard, right?
But honestly, I just started being active on Twitter.
Like,
I think I wasn't really interested on Twitter until till like a month ago or something. And then that's when I really got started with Twitter.
And your Instagram and your Facebook.
Yo, my IG is like I'm on like 600 followers and
you
shit.
See
like
what
it's
I'm
really
saying.
It's really my Facebook is kind of okay. It's like 2,000, but
wait, hold up. Where do you put your music out on?
Yo, I put my music on. My music's available on Bandcamp, bandcamp.com/Tulakomalo. It's also on SoundCloud. You know, SoundCloud is actually pretty cool, cuz like I get like a lot of like people from outside the country that really feel my shit, you know. They tell me, yo man, like, you really talented and stuff like that, and you know, I still have to kind of make my mark in this country.
But that's the thing with the internet now. You could get picked up by somebody overseas.
Go up somewhere else
completely. And it's the sad thing about South African entertainment is that the biggest artists usually get recognized
by overseas people
before they get recognized here in South Africa. And then once they have been, it's like, oh, shit, we love the Antwoord.
Yeah.
Although I still don't fuck with the Antwoord.
I am a butterfly.
That is a gem. Yeah, it is. The internet is changing the game for a lot of artists.
But you see,
this is why we have to become better at using it. We have to become better at marketing ourselves. Yeah. So eventually we have those. I think minimum 1,000. 1,000 sounds good.
Yeah.
If you're on 1,000, it's like, okay, we can fuck with this guy, you know.
Them they can't fucks with me, bro.
Yeah, for now they're mising you. For now, Jägermeister is mising right now. They're like, hey, the worst guys are mad dope, but that following though.
Yeah, that's why you guys need to. You see,
wake up!
Always stealing my thing. But people need to actually take initiative in investing and nurturing talent that they see. Yeah. If you back the artist and you back their talent, you don't know what could happen in 4, 5, 6, 10 years from now.
You know,
you give that artist the opportunity and the foundation and all of the resources that they've been lacking before and still being able to produce, but without those resources. If you give them all of those resources, I mean, the opportunities are endless. What he could create, it's out of this world, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We just need them opportunities.
Yeah, man.
And it doesn't come once in a lifetime anymore. We have Wi-Fi. Opportunities come all day, every day.
Hit up
Sean Carter on Twitter if you think opportunities don't come every day. Just say, yo, man, let me slide you into your DMs and you can listen to my tape, dog. You never know.
You never know. What could happen to you.
You know, like I honestly think one day I'm just going to walk up to some rich Bali and be like, yo, listen, dog. I'm not going to say too much. Give me 1 million rand. I'm going to be a litmus of a character in life. I'm telling you. Don't ask me when I'm going to pay you back, but I'll pay you back.
I will pay you back. And you would, dog. You would.
I'm telling you, there's somebody. If I approach at least 500, one of them's got to give in. One of them. Yeah. One of them's got to be like, I'm about to die, so y'all.
You just need an old Bali, you know, who doesn't know what to do with his money. You know, that's why we date these white girls. Vanilla Killer, dog. You know? That's where the money is. Trying to get this land, yo.
We're
leading forward. We're forward thinkers, you know, breaking barriers. Anyway, man, it's been so dope chatting with you, dog. I just want to know from you, where can people catch you, man? Where should they be on the lookout the most, man? Where can we find Sizwe?
Yo, right now I'm on the hideout, but I'm just kidding, man.
You need that as an artist. You can't be out all the time. One of the most least appealing things about an artist is an artist who's out all the time.
Every week
you see this guy in the club, you see him in the kitchen, he's like, dog, go home, go spawn, dude, go write something. We only want to see you when you're on the stage performing.
Go home, write something,
make it suspenseful, and don't come back until something don't hit you. Fuck it. You can take the mic home with you. It's okay if you're low-key, but yeah, tell us more. You low-key, are you working on stuff?
Obviously, I have like a 9-to-5 as well, so that's hectic.
The double life.
But other than that, man, I have a show on the 25th. It's in Maboneng. I still don't really know where exactly it is, but if you follow me on Facebook, obviously if you friend me on Facebook and you follow me on Instagram, you know, I'll keep you updated as to which shows I'm going to and everything.
So Facebook is your biggest used social media platform?
I'd say Instagram.
Because
that's where I put my photography out as well and all that stuff. So yeah, you guys.
You do photography as well?
Yeah, I mean, if you're a filmmaker, you have to.
Hey, you got the eye of the tiger.
Yeah, you have to kind of do that as well, you know?
Okay. Yeah. So tell me, just before we close the show, just a little bit about this photography now as well. Do you actually? I've always been interested in photography because until recently I never really respected it as an artistic genre.
Yeah.
You know, I thought it was just people, it's just snap here, snap there. You know, shit looks dope anyway.
Yeah.
But it takes a lot of perspective. It takes a lot of, you know, knowing what angles look good, what lighting looks good. So I'm only starting to get and understand POV as well. I'm only starting to get and understand the artistry in photography now.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I'm really excited about the fact that you do that too, man. We're unstoppable, actually.
Yeah.
We're unstoppable.
Yeah.
But is it up there? Which one out of everything that you do, what is your favorite to do?
Like you can't do that.
You see, that's the thing. That's the thing I was trying to say earlier. That like I was trying to figure that out. Like, what is really my favorite thing to do? You know, because like when I'm directing, that's the shit. Like, that's really what I want to do. When I'm on set, like, that's the life. When I'm in the studio, that's the life. When I am doing my photography, that's the life. You know, I mean, I just draw out feelings. It's like being a drug dealer that likes a whole lot of drugs, you know?
What you want?
I got everything. What you want? I got everything. You know?
I got that heroin. I got that duck. I got that nyaope. What you want?
What you want? What you want? You know?
It's the same theory with the worst guys. What you want? You want a comedian?
I got you.
You want an MC?
I got you.
You want a rapper?
Graphics design.
We got it all. I like that.
Yeah, man. Absolutely dope hanging out with you today, CJ.
Oh, thanks
a lot. Your music is absolutely fantastic, man.
Fire!
I can't wait to see you actually blow, man, because we're going all the way to the top, straight to the top.
Straight to the top.
Cool. So now we're going to wrap up with the Worst Guy Cypher, as we always do on a Wednesday afternoon. But we've got a delight in the studio today. We don't have to go to an instrumental as we always do. We've got a boy with the vocals here. This is the old school freestyle, yo. This is the Jam Master Flex freestyle.
Yeah, on the car on the way here, I was already doing "If Your Mama Only Knew." I'm like, okay, now let me just freestyle with it.
Alright, so Caesar, whenever you're ready, drop us a beat, dog. We're gonna come in with the flow.
Oh shit! It's about to get lit.
Ladies and gentlemen.
You know what's going down in the Cliff Central Studios. Hey, you know what's going down in the Cliff Central Studios. Hey, you know what's going down, you know what's going down. Hey, you know.
This is how we do web.
Pass it back and forth like a yo-yo. Pass it back and forth like a basketball. I always score, I always hit the backboard and get it in. Oh my gosh, look at my pinky ring. My pinky ring is better than your bitch's ring. And oh my gosh, yes, I sit on the throne, I'm a king. Marcus Moody talks to him for a young minute. Pass it back to me when you're done with it.
Yo, I'm gonna start, but I'm never ever finished. Everybody knows I'm the litmus, the legitest. I'm still spitting on this Snoop Dogg beat, and I got C's way. He's doing it with his bare feet, bare hands. Everybody knows I've got these damn glands that be floating up on me. I'm like a bullfrog, and I'll be doing it all day long. I'm not your best friend, I'm not a dog.
Hey, I ain't a dog, I'm a hound. I'm a worst guy, I get around it. I be in Bromfontein and Marbonnet, and everybody knows Hakili Denki Deng.
Hey, Hakili Denki Deng. You know I'm this guy who's also in Marbonnet, following the light, cause it's so bright. I might just shine tonight, I might just come right. Oh, cause these babies, these ladies are in the streets, but they don't even know I'm not even about their feet, because I'm the one who's going to the top. So I don't need to drag me back like a flop. Oh,
I don't flop, I'm going to the top. I'm going to the tippy top, and I will never stop until I make the beat drop. Like C's way dick with his lips. Oh my gosh, he might just kiss my bitch's lips. The other lips, I'm not talking about the one on the head. Better yet, up instead. I don't want him to be around my women. Look at the things that he be doing with his lips and his tongue. Oh my gosh, when he begun, he never ever stop. He be scratching the decks like scratching it, never ever stop.
Oh, hey. Let's just do that. Never ever stop, yo. Thank you so much, C's way.
Wake up!
Never forget. We are CliffCentral.com.